Come, Holy Spirit, breathe into our hearts this day. Bless our celebration and inspire us that we may live Spirit-filled lives. So may it be. Kia ora tātou. I wish you could see the scene that I'm looking at, because it's full of colour, so thank you. Gives us spirit. A warm festive welcome to you all. And if you don't know what we are celebrating today, then that will be revealed in the coming hour. That sounds a bit like a threat. It's actually a promise. A promise, yes. So, do we have any visitors with us today? Right, anybody rejoining us out after a time away? Yes, Lois, good to see you again. Good, with Pentecost colours, yeah. This morning, there will be morning tea, as usual, in the hall. Please do join us, because we like to chat and connect. And if you need the toilets, because I can see one new face, I think, are you not a new face? No? If you need to go to the toilet, it's in the centre, out the back, out the exit, turn left, and there you will find what you need. Let us pray. Loving flame, Comforter, Spirit of Truth, in this season of Pentecost and Aotearoa, leaves flaming on trees, drifting onto our heads as we scuff across the leaf-crunchy lawn, may the dazzling fire and howling wind, warm but not burn us, heat but not scorch, stir us not into whirlwind, but purposeful action. Move us to compassion. Breathe new life into our lungs and hearts. Inspire us anew. May the wind and fire that inspired the apostles, doubters and promise breakers, glory seekers, sleepers while on watch, to become truth speakers, healers and teachers, world changers, spreading good news. Empower us in service to others and in the healing of our world. May we speak in tongues that all understand. Loving action, warmth of friendship, justice for all, and integrity. Amen.
Kia ora tātou. This is the third Sunday where we've been learning how to say the Lord's Prayer in Te Reo. Last Sunday we talked a wee bit about some of the words that you will realise you're familiar with, like we talked about matua, parent, tapu, holy or sacred. Rangatiratanga can be kingdom, it can also mean your chieftainship. And then taro, our daily bread, it can also mean our basic substance that we need. Now remember your vowels. And remember, ah, there, three or two. Ah, air, e, or oo. And the macrons to make those vowels longer. So we're going to start the learning with the part that's not in italics.
So we'll do that bit a couple of times and then we'll go from the beginning. Murua. O mātohara.
O mātohara.
Me mātou.
Me mātou.
Hoki e muru nei.
Hoki e muru nei.
I o te hunga.
I o te hunga.
E hara ana.
E hara ana.
Kia mātou.
Kia mātou.
Oa hoki mātou.
Oa hoki mātou.
E kawea.
E kawea.
Kia whakawaia.
Kia whakawaia.
Okay, we'll go from the beginning together now.
E tu mātou mātua i te rangi, kia tapu tō ingoa, kia tai mai tō rangatiratanga,
kia metia tau e pai ai, ki runga ki te whenua, kia rite anō ki tō te rangi.
O mai kia mātou kāianei, he tetaro mā mātou mō tēnei rā. Murua o mātohara, me mātou hoki e muru nei.
I o te hunga e hara ana kia mātou. Aua hoki mātou e kāwea kia whakawaia.
From the grip of all that is evil, free us. For you reign in the glory of the power that is love, now and forever.
Amen.
Thank you, Pat, Fiona. We're going to light the rainbow candle. And we do this because it reminds us that wherever we are on our faith journeys, whatever we believe, wherever we have come from, and wherever we are going to, all are welcome, especially the children. And I can see some children, so we have a candle lighter. That's good. Jasper, here we are. I love your colours. Mind the balloons. Thank you very much. Now, Jim, this is your time, and anyone else who would like to join for the story.
All those with a childlike heart. Not much response to that, is there? Kia ora. Morena. Bonjour.
Jasper.
Guten Tag.
Guten Tag.
What am I trying to do?
Speaking other languages. Many
travels. Have you thought about the way in which there are so many different languages? And sometimes how that might have come about? Because there's an Old Testament story that we're going to hear later, but I came across a book that takes Old Testament stories and makes them even more interesting. And I want to read one to you this morning. But you have to sit quietly and behave yourselves. Ruth went up to her mother one morning, who was very busy, and said, "Mom, does God have a big toe?" And Mom, instead of saying, "God's not like us, God is not a human being, no, God doesn't have a big toe," she said, "Go and ask your father." So she went off and she said, "Dad, does God have a big toe?" And quick as a flash, she said, "Ask your grandfather." So she went off down the garden to find Granddad, who was there with his friend Fred, and they were digging the garden. "Granddad," said Ruth, "does God have a big toe?" Now, Granddad was a bit deaf. And he said, "A big hole? Well, I suppose if God's got a garden, he's got a big hole." And Fred said to Ruth, "I'll fix it with the king tomorrow." So he went to the palace the next day and said to the king, "This is what's happened. And, you know, we're wondering, does God have a big toe?" And the king said, "No, but it's a very important question. We've got to find out. Let me think about it. I know what we'll do. We'll build a great big tower up into the sky, right away up and up and up, and I can climb up the tower, look over the top, and see if God has got a big toe." And so he sent out an order that everyone was to stop work and was to gather and to bring as many bricks and bits of wood and tar and anything else that would hold things together. And so they started to build this big, huge tower, up and up and up and up and up and up and up it went. And God was looking at this and thought, I'm not very happy about this, because what was happening? They were all working on the tower. Where was the grocer? Where was the teacher? Where was the butcher, the carpenter? Where was the plumber? Where were the bricks and the wood for the new houses? They were all at the tower. There was nothing happening except building this great big tower. And God thought, what am I going to do about this? And so the next morning, when they all arrived at work, somebody said, "Morena," and somebody said, "Kia ora." "Guten Tag." "Bonjour." They were all speaking different languages. Now, what is that? What happens after that? If you're all speaking different languages and you want to tell somebody they've got to build there, they don't understand. And so people began to get cranky. You know, when you don't understand things, you get cranky. And so they all got cranky with each other, and there was a few fights, and it really wasn't very pleasant. And some people stopped coming to work at the tower. And some people packed up all the things onto the donkey cart, and they went elsewhere, along with people who spoke the same language. It was all a bit sad. Ruth and her mum and dad and granddad and Fred were leaving too. And they were all in the cart except Dad, who was walking beside the donkey. And they were leaving the town called Babel behind. And Ruth said, "Mom, does God have a belly button?" And if you want to know the answer to that, go and ask somebody else. You might make a connection later in the service. There's some things at the back. If you would like to do this, there's paper and scissors and all sorts of things. You might like to draw some of the story, maybe Ruth talking to her mum or Fred talking to the king, or them all in the cart at the end. Or you might like to do a whole lot of them and stick them together like a cartoon. Anyway.
You're anticipating something that usually happens, but please be seated. Just for a moment, but thank you for being on the ball. Yes, this morning we are going to sing the piece rather than passing it, but we'll do it in the same spirit of love and connecting. Some of you will know about Te Aroha. For those who don't, it's Te Aroha, Te Whakapono, Me Te Rangi Marie, Tato, Tato, E. And Mike and Fiona will play the tune. We'll stand and sing it twice.
First reading is the Tower of Babel, Genesis 11, 1-9. Now the whole world had one language and a common speech. As people moved eastward, they found a plain in Shinar and settled there. They said to each other, "Come, let's make bricks and bake them thoroughly." They used brick instead of stone, and tar for mortar. Then they said, "Come, let us build ourselves a city with a tower that reaches to the heavens, so that we may make a name for ourselves. Otherwise, we will be scattered over the face of the whole earth." But God came down to see the city and the tower that the people were building. God said, "If as one people speaking the same language they have begun to do this, then nothing they plan to do will be impossible for them. Come, let us go down and confuse their language so they will not understand each other." So God scattered them from there over all the earth, and they stopped building the city. That's why it was called Babel, because there God confused the language of the whole earth. And from there God scattered them over the face of the whole earth. Second reading, Acts 2, 1-8, the Holy Spirit comes at Pentecost. When the day of Pentecost came, they were all together in one place. Suddenly, a sound like the blowing of a violent wind came from heaven and filled the whole house where they were sitting. They saw what seemed to be tongues of fire that separated and came to rest on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit enabled them. Now there were staying in Jerusalem God-fearing Jews from every nation under heaven. When they heard this sound, a crowd came together in bewilderment because each one heard their own language being spoken. Utterly amazed, they asked, "Aren't all these who are speaking Galileans? Then how is it that each of us hears them in our native language?"
And now we are going to create something of a cacophony, such as was experienced on the day of the Jewish Pentecost festival in Jerusalem, where the disciples and many pilgrims had gathered to celebrate the first fruits of the wheat harvest. So the people who are going to be speaking or going to be saying the Lord's Prayer in other languages, would you now come forward and on the top step, just arrange yourselves in a row. We will hear some lines from Jesus' prayer in Maori, English, German, Dutch, French, Spanish, and spread out a bit, yep, and Latin. And they're all reading the same number of lines, but I don't think we'll all finish at the same time. Here we go. We're waiting for the Maori language speaker to join. Okay, now we have a spirited cacophony. Yes, I'm going to have a starting point, but you'll just finish when you get to the end of your lines. Here we go. A spirited cacophony. 1, 2, 3. You understood.
The contemporary reading, "Suddenly There Came a Sound" by Andrew King. I know there came a day when a wind began in a certain house that filled with a light like flame. And that wind had the roar of justice, and that wind had the rush of love. And that wind had the whisper of peace and compassion. And it carried the words of hope and joy to an anxious and needy world. And it was gentle enough to touch the wounded soul, and strong enough to stir the ever-seeking hearts of women and men, young and old, from city to distant shores. And it pulled down walls of distrust and fear, and threw open doors of possibility, and oaks of hatred have bent in its path, and palisades of pain have fallen to its strength, and new life has spread like scattered seed. For the word in Scripture, for the word among us, for the word within us.
Thank you, Trish. For the reflection today, I'm going to invite you to ponder on what you have heard and sung today, and to think about how you have come to understand the loving Spirit, the Holy Spirit, or what you are still discovering, How does it play out in your life? Or not? I come closest to experiencing what I call is the feel of the Spirit of Truth when I am moved without thinking about it to do or to say something, to help someone, to protest against something I consider unjust, to protect someone or something, to share an inner thought. That's when I think, I was moved. Where did it come from? I just did it. I just said it. Ah, I think this must be the Spirit dwelling within. In John's Gospel, he tells us that Jesus said to his disciples, there will be a Spirit that comes after me, and it will be living within you, and it will be a comfort, and it will always be with you. So I'm going to invite you, after we have sung the hymn, As the Wind Song Through the Trees, to turn to someone near you, or shimmy along so you are near someone, and tell each other about what the Holy Spirit, what the Spirit is for you. And if you just want to sit quietly and talk to yourself, that's fine as well. So we will stand and sing As the Wind Song Through the Trees.
Wind song through the trees, as the stirring of the breeze, so it is with the Spirit.
Take up the offering. Shall inherit the earth, and all who hunger and thirst after justice shall be satisfied. Now is always the time when more good can be done and we can make a difference. May it be so through the offering of these gifts and the offering of our lives. Amen. If you have a notice, please will you come to the front? I would like to take this opportunity, and I will take this opportunity, to thank those of you who volunteer on the rostered Sunday duties. Your time and your talent and your willingness to help are pivotal to the whole service. And so today, special people to thank, Fiona McKenzie and Pat Booth for helping us to learn the Jesus Prayer in Te Reo Māori. Fiona and McDougall and Mike Wespel-Rose for their music, for the welcomers and the prayer, and the Bible reader, and especially to Mark Stamper at the piano, who has stepped in at the last moment because we were sorry to hear that Bruce Cash had had a wee turn, and so he wasn't able to be with us today. And Mark, who had so much to do with the Orchestra Wellington concert last night, where some of us were, said, I'll be there, I'll do it. So big thanks to you. Right.
You probably all know by now that Linda and Norman Wilkins are moving to Christchurch, and you will have read in here that we're going to have a shared lunch to farewell them. We've jungled the roster for next week, so next month. So instead of a shared lunch on the 2nd, it will be this lunch on the third Sunday. And I thought because Linda and Norman are away in Christchurch, it would be good to talk about it today. Now, the parish council have asked me to organise it, and so I'm just getting up now because to tell you what we're going to have. Now, it will be just a sit-down lunch, one of our famous good sit-down lunches, and I will need help with the catering. We, first course, we'll provide meats, but we will need salads, and any kind of salad, pasta salad, lettuce salad, rice salad, and lots of others I'm sure you know all about. And for those others that aren't involved in that lot, we ask you to bring a plate of sweet things like squares or biscuits or cheese and crackers that we'll have with our coffee and tea afterwards. And for those that can't help in either of those ways, we will have our koha box out and we'd appreciate a donation.
Kia ora tātou. I'm Sandra Kirby, here in my role as Chair of Finance and Facilities, and I'm sadly going to draw your attention to the notice about the missing backpack. There's 2 points to this. If somebody helpfully saw a backpack last week in the North Vestry and put it somewhere safe, you've worked very successfully at that, and we actually don't know where it is. So could you alert us if you actually did that, either Lynn or me, because somebody is missing a backpack? Unfortunately, we think the more likely is that an opportunistic event happened. Somebody saw a backpack unattended in the North Vestry and took it. It does highlight for us that the other side of being an open and welcoming church is that we can't always be a secure church. So we do encourage people to keep your belongings with you, or at least in sight, because we cannot be both open and welcoming without having massive CCTV, which at the moment is not a high priority for finance and facilities. We've got other priorities we have to deal with. So if you did secure something, please let us know. But otherwise, can you make a point of keeping an eye on your own belongings?
Māori anā, Tony Kirby, member of the community. Spirited conversation, due 1st of June. Frustratingly for you perhaps, and for me, we still don't have the speaker identified, but we are on the trail of somebody apparently very suitable, the Baha'i community. In the meantime, ready to step in is Catherine Rose, who's had senior policy and other mediation roles into Puna Kōkiri and also to do with the treaty. She's a historian by training and she just delivers a really good package of information from treaty to present day. For July, we have David Zwartz, who many of you will know, keen to come. Thank you. I will put the finalised detail in next week's newsletter.
Kia ora tātou, Linda Ovi, Parish Council Convener. I have several notices. One is from Barry Keenan. This morning he's written to say that Jen is allowed home on a 3-hour visit today. So around 11, the family are allowed to take her home for lunch and have her back by 2 o'clock this afternoon. So that is progress, as Barry says, and we will know more after the family conference.
with the staff next Thursday. So she is slowly making progress, and that's really good news. Now, I have a card for Jen here, a couple of nikau on it. I think that's nice, tall nikau. That's a good symbol for Jen. So I'll have that in the hall for signing. And I have a second piece of good news. Just sitting quietly, because we don't want to overwhelm her, is our new Rainbow Room coordinator, Raya Tahana Dawson. She's attending church today for the first time, and she will lead Rainbow Room next Sunday. So she's going to join us for morning tea, and please make her welcome. So it is wonderful, Raya, to have you. Thank you. Raya grew up in a Catholic church, and so there'll be lots of differences for her to learn about. But you're sitting next to somebody on your other side who grew up in a Catholic church too. Not such good news, although good for her. I have to tell you that Letitia Brunel, who's been our centre manager for the last nearly four and a half years, has decided to go to Melbourne in September. So she's given us lots of notice, and of course we wish her very, very well. She's been in Wellington for 16 years, a quarter of that time with us, so I feel we've had a good run with Letitia. So we'll be looking to replace her over the next couple of months. And we'll farewell her appropriately at the time.
Kia ora, Mark Stamper. My first time to stand here since being with you now for a year and a half. I have two quick announcements. One, in your worship guide, there's just information about a concert that's happening here Saturday night. It is not 500 centuries of music. I mistyped that, obviously, when I sent it to Jolene. But I really bring it to your attention, not because it is the choir that I started here, but really because we're going to be highlighting the organ, which I think many of you were here for the organ dedication. The concert is going to be all British choral repertoire, and we're going to turn the chairs around, and the choir is going to be in the gallery. So the chairs will be about halfway there, here, facing this way, up on the steps here, so everybody can see the choir and won't have to strain their neck or listen from behind yourself. If you're interested in coming along, there will be tickets at the door, or you can visit the website as seen. The other announcement is about worship in general, and that is that we are still looking for other people who are willing to share their gifts or talents with us, musically particularly. If you have friends or family, or your granddaughter is a great clarinet player and she's coming to see you in a month and she would like to play for worship, if you can get in touch with me, we would love to plug people in to have a little bit more guest instrumental things, particularly in service. So any way we can use that, we were trying to expand that experience a little bit. So it would be grateful and greatly appreciated. Thank you.
Well, the prayers of the people today, I've taken a Pentecost prayer from Graham Cook, from the prayer handbook from 1990, published by the United Reformed Church in the UK. Wind of God, keep on blowing. Sail over the barriers that we build to divide ourselves from each other. Pick up your seeds of freedom and truth wherever they flourish. Carry them across frontiers to be planted in other soil, to begin fresh growth and new forms. Blow away the blinkers which keep our eyes focused only on the past, repeating its violence, deepening its divisions, and adding to its despair. Reveal the new future you have in mind for us. Fire of God, keep on burning. Smoulder in the hearts of people where oppression keeps them in chains, where unemployment and poverty devalue their humanity, and where hunger weakens the spirit. Burn in them, like Moses' bush, and do not let them be destroyed. Tongue of God, keep on speaking so that the peoples of the earth can speak your language to each other, and all can hear you in their own. Speak peace where nations meet, justice where ideas clash, mercy where power reigns, healing where minds and bodies hurt, and love where churches seek your unity and wherever else, Babel drowns out the sound of Pentecost. And we pray with those who have written in the book today for liberty of the besieged and occupied Palestinians, denied freedom of movement and human rights. We give thanks for the extra relief for those in the budget, but a plea for more to help with high housing costs and emergency housing. We pray for the recent graduates who have had their degrees conferred this week, and also for the Duke of Edinburgh recipients who were honoured at Government House this week. And in our circle of prayer today, we think of the people of Germany and the Council of Christian Churches in Germany. We hold all refugees in our hearts. We pray in particular for those detained for many years in Papua New Guinea and Nauru. We give thanks for progress that has been made and pray that their calls for justice might yet find a compassionate response. In New Zealand, we remember those in Parliament, and today we name Jenny Anderson, Hutt South, and Right Honourable Jacinda Ardern, Mount Albert. Here in the Central Presbytery, we pray for the leaders and peoples of St Luke's Uniting Church, Rongotia. And we weave all of our prayers together in the prayer for St Andrews. If you're visiting with us today, we invite you to use this as a prayer for your place as well as our own. Renew your people, God, and renew our life in this place. Give us a new spirit of unity with all who follow the way of Jesus, and new bonds of love with people of other faiths. Bless the city in which we live, that it may be a place where honest dealing, good government, the desire for beauty, and the care for others flourish. Bless this church, that what we know of your will may become what we do, and what we believe the strong impulse of our worship and work. Amen.
A Pentecost surprise. Yay, I'll help in any way I can.
The surprise of Pentecost originally was that the communication that had been lost at Babel was restored. But it was restored in a way that created a community that had as its whole point the lives of people and not the building of towers. So that the warmth and the wind blew away old ideas and warmed up people's lives so that we could be a compassionate, faithful, loving group. And in doing that, it created a community we call the church. And so Pentecost was the birth of the church. It's our birthday today. And a little bit of surprise is, what do we have on birthdays? We have cake, thanks to Rosemary. And we're going to... Anybody like to light the candles? There's lots to light. Just as well there's not 2,000, isn't there? If you like, and you start at the middle of that one, and you work out, and I'll give you a hand, because there's so many of them. You just have to watch that you don't burn yourself. One more, there. Mark, do you know happy birthday?
No. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to us. Happy birthday, dear church. Happy birthday to us.
The surprise is this is a cardboard cake. There's a real one through there.
Energy rising for Pentecost.
new kind of language, a voice and a vision to shift and uplift us. By spirited people, the leader, the teacher, the healer of ill, the builder, the artist, the bringer of laughter, the melding and welding of spirit and will. Says for graces, the gifts of the Spirit, the fruit of the garden, where love is the spring, the water of blessing, the incense of worship, the wine poured for sharing, the hope that will sit, will sing. Set for spirit by changing of systems, prisons by debtors' release, the flaming of courage, the firing of justice, threat of Jesus, coming of
May the energy of the flame dancing spirit, the spirit of love and truth, be with us this week as we take on the week ahead, encouraging in us renewed hope and imagination to follow the Jesus way.